We've all struggled with a lot of stuff. But as everybody was sharing, a thought went through my head again, the words of a gentleman I've been listening to, that, you know, there are a lot of things that God could change in his power that he allows in his infinite wisdom. All the things in our lives are to shape us. And I don't know how many struggle, you know, one of the words I've had in this last season was to, when I have opportunity to share where I'm at, and I've been searching, you know, we've been involved with different ministries and in and out, and it's like, did we make a mistake or did we hear you wrong? And doing a lot of searching, and I've listened to a lot of people, but in this last week after Jonathan asked me to share this, it crossed my mind also, you know, the words of Paul, you know, I'm not of Jonathan, I'm not of Sam, I'm not of anybody I listen to, okay? But those that I listen to, God uses in a mighty way. And everybody's echoing the same thing. We are heading into a new season, okay? In the prophetic side, I'm not going to share a lot, but I would say hang on, because we're going to see a lot of things in the next 5 to 10 years, okay? But in that, the word that I gave Luke and Jonathan, some in Wichita, was simply, with what's coming, the Lord wants us to know exactly who we are, okay? Does anybody struggle like me who you are at any given time? Dana's going to be putting us up on the screen, and it's going to be available at the back. But I would ask you if you would, in an attitude of prayer, focus upon the Lord. Don't write anything down. You can get the scripture references. Jonathan's going to send it out. This is simply, let me pray real quick. Heavenly Father, as I share your word, Father, I just pray it would be your heart. It wouldn't be my words, but it would be your words in your heart that's heard. I am has written in his word who you are. You are new creations. You are a people of his possession. You are a royal priesthood. You are alive unto God, ambassadors. You are anointed. He is so. As he is, so are you in the world. You are an apple of his eye. You are baptized in one spirit. You're being perfected, the beloved. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You have bold access to the throne of God. All grace abounds towards you. You are born again. You are part of the bride of Christ, buried with Christ in his death. You have a holy calling. You can do all things through Christ. You are chosen. He indwells you with his fullness. You are co-heirs with Christ. You are created for good works. You are curse-free. You are dead to sin, are declared holy. Disciples, everything works in our favor. You are the elect of God. You are enriched in all knowledge. You are faithful. You are fellow citizens of God's household. You have freedom from sin. You are being freely given all things. He is at work within you. You are friends of Christ. You are fruitful. You are gifted. You are a habitation of our God. You have the mind of Christ. You are healed, hidden in Christ. You are his body. You are highly favored. You are his workmanship. You are a holy nation. You are increasing in the knowledge of God, and you are inseparable from the love of God. You are justified. You are kings, priests, and rulers. You are known by him. You are the light of the world. You are alive by God's word. You are living stones. You are made in his image. You are rich in all things. You are more than conquerors. You are ordained. You are peculiar. You are people of God. You are pillars of truth. You are purified. You are raised with Christ in resurrection life. You are redeemed. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are saints. You are sanctified. You are the salt of the earth. You're saved, sealed. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You're servants. You are the sheep of his pasture. You are sons and daughters of God. You are stewards of the mysteries of God. You are strengthened by his name. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are the temple of God, temple of the Holy Spirit, transformed vessels of glory and honor. You are walking by faith, walking in the newness of life. You are warriors. You are wise. You are witnesses. You lack nothing. You have a sound mind. You have the fullness of the Godhead living within you. You share his authority, for he is for you, not against you. All sufficiency is in you through him. All belongs to you, and you are absolutely worthy of who God is. We are children of majesty. We worship the creator of all things. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that was not invented, created by God, through God, and ultimately for him. Father, we thank you that you are revealing in new ways who we are as believers and whose we are. We pray, Father, that you would continue to increase your presence as our faith and love arise to overflowing. We pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to reveal how to access all the treasures of our inheritance in Christ that are laid up in heavenly places. We thank you that the good news of the gospel is still actively changing hearts, and the blessing of eternal life as we experience the reality of your powerful, amazing grace in our lives. Yes. As Paul prayed for the Colossians, we pray that your people would receive the perfect knowledge of your pleasure, God, over each of their lives, as you are making them reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. We pray that you would walk in, they would walk in your ways of righteousness, pleasing you in everything they do, becoming fruit-bearing branches, yielding your life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing you in your fullness. We pray that you would energize them with your power to be filled with great hope. Let their hearts soar with joyful gratitude as they begin to understand how you, Father, have made them worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to those living in the light. Father, you see us as holy, flawless, and restored. Yes. This is the goodness that draws men unto repentance. Your mysteries are revealed through your people in Christ. I am says, know this and live as who you are and who you are, my beloved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that so good? Amen.